Now, the end of that trip is when I met the guy that offered me the job that wrote, paid for my ferry trip over. You heard that story.
Yeah, but tell it again.
When I got over there...
This is when you hitchhiked up.
Yeah.
You're in San Francisco.
Yeah, I'm in San Francisco. Some guy gave me a ride out of San Jose going to San Francisco, so I just rode with him instead of coming up Oakland. But I got over there, and I went down to the ferry, and I'd been so used to mooching, I just... Moose, the guy came up and said, "How about a nickel to ride the ferry across Oakland?" I think I still had 23 cents in my pocket from selling those sandwiches. And he says, "Where are you going?" I said, "Well, I got an aunt lives out on 98th Avenue. Oh, he says, "You don't want to ride that nickel ferry." He says, "You want to ride the Southern Pacific ferry because they've got a train that picks you up and takes you right out to Hayward." He says, "And it'll take you right out to where you want to get off at 98th Avenue." So I says, "Well, how much it cost?" He says, 20 cents. I go, "I don't have the money." He says, "Come on." And he took me, and I got my little knapsack, you know, a pair of socks and a pair of pants and a shirt that this guy would give me in Clovis, New Mexico. This guy gave me two pairs of socks and a blue denim shirt. And I guess that's what I don't know. If, don't think I had a pair of pants.
Had you worked for her?
Yeah. I asked for some breakfast. And she
he
says...
He has to work for some breakfast.
Yeah, I said, "Have you got something I do to, so you could give me something to eat?" She says, "Yes." Says, "You can cut some wood out there." So she took me around the house. I want to get back to the beginning of this. This is because it fits in with the story. I goes in this house, and as I walk around the house, the kitchen's, you know, is high. Got little windows over the sink. I walked around this old gal. Looked out as I went by, and I said, "Oh, this is the wrong house there." Mm-hmm. But I'd already started. I got to go ahead with it. So I walked around to the back door. I always went to the back door. I walked around to the back door. She come to the door and says, "Yes." I says, "Have you got something I could do to earn something to eat?" And this touched me because she was real nice. Not too sentimental anyway. But then... She says, "Yes, let's go there and cut some of that wood." I went over there. And I'm a pretty good axeman. It didn't take me but a minute. I've got a good couple arms of wood. She walks to the door. She says, "Oh, I just wanted to cut a little cannon." She says, "Come on in, bring that in." I picked it up and brought it in. Usually when they feed you, they'll feed you on the back steps, see? And she says, "Come on in. Bring that wood in as you come." So I walked in, and I could see that they had a party or something the night before, you know. There's cake sitting all around the table. She took me over to the table, set me right down to the table. Oh, shit. I don't know why I'm like that, but I'm...
Well, you talk so much, I think he just got tired. Maybe we'll have turned off a minute.
Anyway, she set me down at her table, just like I was one of their own family. And she says, "What can you eat?" And I says, "Oh, I'd like a couple of eggs if you know." She says, "Okay." So she fried me three eggs.
He's told that 100 times.
Yeah, and I never bawled
they
before.
I never bawled before.
Well, you get to thinking about times when people treat you nice. Anyway, she says, "How many slices of bacon can you eat?" And I says, "Well, a couple, I guess." And I could eat plenty. Boy, I don't want you to know that. And, she flagged me, I think it's 4 or 5 slices of bacon, maybe 2 or 3 slices of toast, brought it. I sat down, sat and ate that. You know, I got up to leave. I noticed a young woman that was there. She was about 30. She had got up and left the area where we was at. So I got up and I said, "Thanks very much for the food." And I started going. She says, "Well, I've got you a dinner to take with you here." So she picked me up. She gave me some cake to, you know, my breakfast. After I had my breakfast, she gave me some cake. And she said, "I've got you a dinner made here." And by that time, the woman came back in. Says, "Here," says, "I brought you some socks and a shirt you can wear, son." Well, I was like a 17 or 18 years old then. And they gave me those shirts, and I went. But I was so concerned about how mean that woman was going to be at the back door. Mm-hmm. And I just had her all wrong, you know. Mm-hmm. That's what made me break down. I just got to think about, you will judge somebody and you don't know a damn thing about them, you know. But anyhow, they gave me that, and I come on west then to my destination. I never broke down like that before. You just get to thinking about something that has been nice for you in your lifetime, and you can see why I've been appreciated for what little I've had. Mm-hmm. Because I've had a rough life in my time.
That made me cry too, just sitting there listening to that.
Well, you know,
people cry in sympathy with somebody.
Yeah. When somebody else is crying. Yeah.
Well, these guys going through life now don't even know what rough is, you know. Mm-hmm. And they complain about everything. I think of Dick sometimes. He's more appreciative now than he used to be, but he's had a good life and don't really realize it, you know.
But he hasn't even lived since.
No, but he's enjoying it. I mean, that's all that matters.
Okay, well, you didn't finish the story about the ferry. You got onto the knapsack on your back.
Oh, yeah,
and you
okay. Anyway, this guy, you'd think that a guy'd be conscious riding with a bow, you know, bum. Because that I got my little
probably real dirty,
no suitcase or nothing.
Yeah. Smelly.
Well, yeah. No, I can truthfully say that I'd go in the water station or I'd find water someplace and wash up. I never was a dirty man to the extent that I would keep my appearance as clean as I could, you know. My clothes might have got a little dirty because I'd have to wash them in the irrigation ditches and things like that. And those irrigation ditches are not always good, clear water, but.
What about your hair?
I've got a story about that, but it's on the other trip going the other way.
Well, tell it.
I'm going out the Southern Pacific, and the train I was on, hitchhiking wasn't too bad in those days. You could get a ride pretty good by hitchhiking. So the train I was on, I got into Amarillo, it broke up. They didn't make up another train right away, and it wasn't ready to go. So what I did, I said, well, I'm going to hitchhike from here out to California. So I walked out of town about, I suppose a couple of miles, not much over that. And I'm hitchhiking on the highway. And I see this dark cloud coming up over there. It looks like a prairie forest, what it looked like. Real, real dark. And I could see everybody coming in and out of the field, going in and out of the field, going to the house and what have you. And I don't know a thing about what's going on. Finally, here comes a guy that's been out dove hunting. He says, say, sonny, he says, that's a dust storm coming there. And he says, they're really rough. He says, you better get out of this. He says, that's real dangerous. He says, why don't you go back to town with me? I says, oh, I think maybe I'll do that. So I got in and I rode back to town with him. Just as I got to town, that freight train that had broke up was pulling out. Boy, I couldn't miss that. I ran over, got on that thing, and got in the gondola. Gondola was a coal car, open, exposed to the weather. Mm-hmm. And we started out. And I got just about out of city limits in that dust storm headed. And man, my hair was just, it was so filled with dust and stuff, that I couldn't even comb it. You know, I don't have heavy hair anyway. But it took me a week to wash that out of my hair. It just embedded in my head.
So this dust is just all around.
Yeah,
again,
everywhere. You can't get away from it. Even if I got in a corner of one of the boxcars, but it just penetrated right into my head.